Hi, everybody. My name is Mary Grace Pagaduan, and I'm from Planned Parenthood Hudson Peconic, based out of White Plains, New York. And my presentation today is, Does This Work For You? Participant Satisfaction with Evidence-Based Interventions Targeting Teen Pregnancy Prevention. And Amy, I want to say that we're implementing two evidence-based programs, and we totally believe in evaluation. So, okay, and I have nothing to disclose. So my presentation, the three things that I will be talking about would be identifying four areas of impact for evaluating program participation satisfaction. I'm going to discuss the differences in satisfaction based on specific program factors, such as including age, gender, and the venue. Analyze the relationship between participant satisfaction and program outcome. Okay. So, Planned Parenthood Hudson Peconic received funding from the New York State Department of Health for comprehensive pregnancy prevention program to target Yonkers and White Plains. These are two cities in Westchester County, New York, with disproportionately high rates of teen pregnancy, as well as STD rates and HIV. And we implement evidence-based comprehensive sex education programs. And we serve vulnerable youth ages 10 to 21. So our program intends to delay the initiation of sex, reduce frequency of unprotected sex, and support young people in their making responsible decisions about their own sexual behaviors. That's my son. Okay. So CAP, so this is our fifth year implementing evidence-based programs. So generally, our target population, urban youth ages 11 to 19, primarily Hispanic, Latino, or African American. We implement Making Proud Choices for the younger cohort, so that's middle school students, and Be Proud, Be Responsible for the high school students. We also, part of the component of the program, we provide youth development life skills, we have teen nights, we also do parent workshops. Okay. So the goal, I'm primarily going to be talking about the Be Proud, Be Responsible curriculum, which is for the older youth, so 14 to 18 years old. And this particular curriculum, the goal is to help adolescents change behaviors that put them at risk of transmitting HIV, STIs, and pregnancy prevention. So our partners, so where we implement the program, we're at public schools, we're at residential facilities, community-based organizations, after-school programs. We conduct our programs at community mental health and substance abuse clinics for adolescents, juvenile justice programs, and we do a lot of summer camp, both for the summer camp participants as well as the counselors. So what we wanted to know were, number one, are we implementing the EBP the way we should be? And do youth participants enjoy the programming? Are they engaged? And finally, will this impact the behavior of our participants? So we do two evaluations. One is a participant satisfaction survey, and the other one is a pre and post test. So you can see that is a real eggplant in a condom, because so many kids think that, you know, condoms break really easily, so we had to show them, this is one of our teenagers, and that a lot of kids actually think that they need to use a Magnum, a lot of youth. And we say, nope, this is your average condom, and you can, it fits. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about our 2014 data. We implemented the participant satisfaction surveys to 49 groups 567 completed the survey. Be proud, be responsible, were the curriculum, as well as making proud choices. Okay, so I don't know if people can see this, but this is the copy of the survey. And we actually, the four factors that we surveyed were interest, comfort, recommendation, and perceived applicability. Okay, so I want to just go over the results that we got. Again, we conducted 49 cycles, 567 students completed the surveys. And as you can see here, for the question that we asked, the program material is interesting to me, 96% of the high school students agreed with that statement, 93% with the middle school students. And then we asked their comfort level with the materials, 98% of the high school students agreed with that statement, 91% with the middle school. And then we asked if they would recommend this program to their friends, and 93% of the high school students agreed with that statement, and 88% of middle school. And then finally, the perceived applicability, we asked if they'll use something that they've learned from the program, and as you can see, 99% of high school students agreed with that statement, and 96% of the middle school students agreed with that statement. And here are some comments that they wrote on the survey. So high school students said the conversations, everything was said in a way that we were all comfortable, knowing and learning about how to stay safe, learning new things about sex, how to use a condom, how to use condoms the right way. And then my very favorite one, I learned new things and new skills that I will use later in life, how to protect myself when having sex, considering I'm very attractive, was one of the middle school students. Okay, so the results of this participant satisfaction survey. So we know that the program attained participant satisfaction as evaluated by the written survey, the age group, and setting a peer appropriate, it's above 90% in terms of interest, comfort, recommendation, and perceived applicability in all age groups, gender, and program site. We learned that higher percentage of the four parameters that we surveyed for were seen in high school age participants. So it's shown that our programs are relevant for this targeted age group. It's also achieved significant participant interest and comfort in the topic that is really often difficult to approach with this group. And then, prospective studies are necessary to assess the practical impact of our programs. And the survey results show that an outstanding number of participants' perceived applicability is very hopeful to us. Okay, but so great, they were engaged and they really found our material interesting and they were comfortable with us, and also they are gonna be using it, hopefully. But we also wanted to learn if we made an impact with respect to changes in sexual behavior. So we administered a pre and post test. And we wanted to do this, of course, to document the program's impact. Again, this is for the old. So with the pre and post test, I just want to say that we only administered it to the high school students, so 14 and older. So we wanted to document our impact. We wanted to determine sexual health attitudes, perceived self-efficacy, and behavioral intentions. And then also we wanted to be able to report back to our community partners and hopefully use it to strengthen our relationship with them. Okay, so this is a sample of the survey. It's 100% voluntary, confidential. We give them an envelope to put this when they've completed it, and they seal the envelope, and they give us the seal. They can't give it back to us unless the envelope is totally sealed, and then we send all the completed sealed envelopes to our technical assistance organization from the New York State Department of Health. It's ACT for Youth, based out of Cornell University. So they actually do all the data analysis. We tell the kids that no one's gonna see this from your school, and nobody from Planned Parenthood, Hudson Peconic will ever see you this information. So we surveyed 25 Be Proud, Be Responsible groups. 322 of them completed the surveys. And then what I did was out of that out of the 25 groups, I did a 5-month follow-up with 8 groups. It was a high school, and we implemented the program last November, and then we went back in May to give them the survey again, because I wanted to know, we wanted to know whether the attitudes and behavior intentions changed. Okay. So this this shows the statistically significant changes. I'm actually gonna, because I can't see that far. Okay. So with the first group, the 322 students that we surveyed, we found that the changes from the pre-survey responses to post-survey responses were in the desired direction for all survey items. Specifically for these 5, these data tell us that following participation, our program, in our program, youth are more likely to use a condom and/or birth control if they have sex in the next 3 months. The youth also report that it'll be easier to get tested for STD or HIV, and also easier to find a place to get tested and find health information and services in the community. So this is all following participation in our program. So we were really happy with those results. And then I want to show you some information about the 5-month follow-up. So this one, so you'll see that even though, so this is, again, out of the 25, we took 8 and we followed them after 5 months. And you'll see that even though, let's see, over here, it looks like it went down from pre to the 5-month follow-up. It's still higher than the pre-test. So we were pretty happy with that information. And so again, this is the 5-month follow-up cohort. And for these 3 survey items, changes trended in the desired direction from pre-survey responses to post-survey responses and continued to increase at follow-up. However, none of the changes were statistically significant, and thus could, may have been due to chance. It's important to note that the increases are continuing even after 5 months. So the youth report that it would be easier to say no to sex, use a condom when they have sex, and get their partner to use a condom if their partner did not want to. Okay, so to summarize, following participation in the Be Proud, Be Responsible program with high school youth, they reported being after completion of our program, being more likely to use a condom and or birth control if they have sex the next 3 months, that it would be easier to find a place to get tested for HIV, STDs, that it would be easier to find needed health information and clinical services in their community. So with the 5-month group follow-up, They reported easier to find a place to get tested for STD, HIV, easier to get tested for STDs and HIV, and easier to find needed health information and clinical services in their community. So doing these evaluations have really, really, really helped our program. You know, it's helped us with our process improvement, where we keep getting better with conducting the programs because we're getting the great feedback, not only from our community partners, but especially from our participants, and also our CAP health educators are so much happier that they know that, you know, the feedback that they're getting and that they're making a connection with the youth participants and that they really are engaged and getting something from their programs. And, you know, with this, I'm able to share it with all of our community partners. And recently, the Office of the Superintendent of Yonkers, which is actually the fourth largest public school district in New York State, invited us back to not only, we were only conducting it in two high schools in their health classes, but they're like, can you do it in all of our high schools, in all of our health classes? So that's really exciting for us. And so we'll be doing Be Proud, Be Responsible in all the health classes, and that's approximately 1,500 high school students. So it's really great. So Amy, we're going to be getting more data. Thank you so much. This is my contact information. Kara Lemus is our director, so she's really a big part of this too. Thank you.